You lie down after a really long, exhausting day, and your bed is, well, it's supposed to be this welcoming sanctuary.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. A place to just completely recharge.
Exactly. But instead, you wake up 8 hours later, and you feel like you've been subtly wrestling with gravity all night. Your lower back is stiff. Maybe your shoulder has this weird ache. And you are somehow more physically fatigued than when you first went to sleep. I mean, we've all been there.
Oh, it is an incredibly common experience. Yet, historically, we tend to blame ourselves for it.
Yeah, totally.
We wake up and think, you know, I must have slept funny, or I'm just getting older, rather than actually interrogating the massive rectangular piece of furniture underneath us that is, frankly, failing to do its job.
That is the exact mindset shift we are exploring today. So welcome to another deep dive here on the Mattress Advisory Podcast.
It's a great topic to dig into.
It really is. Today, we are pulling from a massive stack of research provided by their team, specifically focusing on their comprehensive ultimate guide to the best adjustable mattresses. We're going to completely redefine the mechanics of how you sleep. And just a quick tip for you listening before we get into the heavy engineering, definitely check out the links provided in the Mattress Advisory article we're analyzing today.
Yes, highly recommended.
Right, because they actually have an exclusive discount on these specific mattresses waiting for you there. So if any of these sound like the solution you need, definitely keep those links in mind.
It's a very useful resource, especially once you realize that modern sleep systems are, well, they're serious investments in biomechanical engineering.
Okay, let's unpack this. The core premise of the Mattress Advisory Guide is that the wrong mattress is actively robbing you of restorative sleep. They're basically arguing that the era of the one-size-fits-all static rectangular block of springs is dead.
Completely dead.
Right. We are now in the era of bespoke, highly tailored sleep systems.
To really understand this, we kind of need to strip away our preconceived notions. When you say adjustable mattress, a huge portion of the population immediately pictures a sterile hospital bed.
Oh, for sure. Like the ones with the big plastic rails.
Exactly. They think of a rigid, motorized frame that aggressively cranks your torso up to a 45-degree angle. But the category has evolved far beyond that. We are looking at dynamic materials that actively regulate thermodynamics, structural adaptability designed to isolate motion, and customizable firmness that addresses chronic lower back pain.
I hear the enthusiasm for the engineering. I really do. But I have to play devil's advocate for a second here. Are we overcomplicating sleep?
How do you mean?
Like, are these beds just overly engineered gadgets for people who have too much disposable income? Buying an adjustable mattress feels a bit like buying a spaceship when you really just need a bicycle to get to the grocery store.
That analogy is understandable, but it actually operates in reverse.
Wait, really?
Yeah. The static mattress is the flawed design. Think about your physical reality. Your body is not a static, unchanging object. It fluctuates constantly.
Okay, true.
You might tweak a muscle at the gym on a Tuesday, experience a pregnancy, gain or lose weight, or just have a highly stressful week where you carry physical tension differently in your shoulders.
Yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Right. So the idea that a single, rigid, unchanging block of foam could perfectly accommodate your highly dynamic body for an entire decade is mechanically illogical. The adjustable mattress isn't a spaceship. It's simply a tool that respects the reality of human physiology.
I have to admit, that framing completely flips the script for me. I've always viewed a mattress as this 10-year commitment where you just hope you don't make a terrible mistake.
It's a lot of pressure for a single purchase.
It is.
Yeah.
But you're arguing that expecting one block of foam to support all those different versions of you over a decade is the real stretch. So let's jump straight to the absolute peak of this customization to see what adjustable actually means in 2026.
Yeah.
The guide highlights the Solaire mattress.
Ugh, the Solaire. It represents the top tier of structural customization. It utilizes dual air chambers at its core to support your body weight, but its defining feature is that it offers 50 precise, distinct firmness settings.
Here's where it gets really interesting, but also where I get extremely skeptical. 50 settings.
It sounds like a lot.
It sounds like a recipe for massive choice paralysis. It's like having 50 volume settings on a television screen. Are you really going to notice the difference between level 42 and level 43? It feels like an illusion of control just to justify a high price tag?
If they were simply arbitrary numbers on a plastic dial, I would completely agree with your skepticism. But what's fascinating here is the metric the Sattva actually uses. It measures firmness in MMHG.
Wait, what does that stand for?
It stands for millimeters of mercury. This is the exact scientific standard the medical field uses to measure blood pressure.
Oh, wow. That's incredibly specific.
It is an incredibly precise measurement of physical resistance. The micro adjustments aren't designed so you can agonize over finding one perfect magical number for the rest of your life. It's built for incremental shifting.
Shifting based on how you feel that day.
Exactly. If your lower back is acting up, you might increase the pressure by 2 millimeters of mercury for a few nights to force more lumbar support and then dial it back down once the inflammation subsides.
So it's less about finding a permanent setting and more about having a responsive environment. That actually makes a lot of sense. And the materials sitting on top of those air chambers are clearly designed to filter out the typical mattress jargon.
Fair enough so.
It features a 3-inch Euro pillow top with lumbar zone quilting, an organic cotton cover equipped with Garden botanical protection. And that Gardy stuff prevents dust mites and allergens without using harsh chemicals, right?
That's right. And underneath that, there's a 1-inch layer of responsive natural latex, followed by a 2-inch layer of gel-infused memory foam. And the foams are CertiPure US certified, meaning they won't off-gas those terrible chemical smells in your bedroom. Oh, plus, they're endorsed by the Congress of Chiropractic State Association. They use Eco Institute certified latex as well.
The layering sequence there seems really intentional.
It's crucial. If you only had memory foam over air chambers, you would sink too deeply and feel trapped. Natural latex is highly buoyant. It pushes back against your body. So the latex provides an immediate responsive bounce, while the gel memory foam beneath it handles the deeper secondary body contouring.
It definitely resonated with people online. There was a Reddit user named YouFunkyStats who was raving about the organic materials, specifically noting how comfortable it was to use the adjustable base to kick their feet up and relieve pressure while watching TV.
It's a great setup for that.
But looking at the entire profile, we need to be realistic about who this bed is absolutely not for. First, the price tag is heavy. You are looking at over $4,000 for a queen size.
It is decidedly a premium investment.
And second, despite the breathable organic cotton and the gel infused into the foam, it lacks active cooling mechanisms. Air chambers don't wick heat away. So if you are a listener who sleeps incredibly hot, this might turn into a sauna for you.
A very accurate assessment. Air is a fantastic medium for adjustable structural support, but it acts as an insulator, not a thermal conductor.
Which opens the door to a massive logistical problem the Mattress Advisory Guide tackles next. What happens when two people share a bed, but they possess completely opposite biomechanical needs?
The classic couple's dilemma.
Right. Say one person's a lightweight side sleeper who needs a plush surface, and the other is a heavy back sleeper who needs a firm board. Does someone just have to suffer?
Well, in the era of the static mattress, yes, compromise usually meant both people slept poorly. But the DLX Premier Hybrid mattress addresses this head-on. It earned the title of best for couples, specifically because of its split configuration top layer.
This concept is wild to me. It literally lets you customize the foam density side by side.
Yes, independent customization on the same frame.
The DLX utilizes a HyperFlex fabric cover, AirSoft viscose fibers, which are highly breathable, and a proprietary Fusion Balance performance foam. You can literally order the left side soft and the right side firm.
And that solves the tension immediately.
It seems like it. A Reddit user, yououtrageousjob4320, pointed out how this specific foam gave them a perfect balance of pushback and pressure relief for side sleeping. But wait, let's stop and look at the actual physics of a split bed. If you have a firm block of foam pressed right up against a soft block of foam, aren't you just creating a structural trench in the exact middle of the bed?
Like a sinkhole.
Yeah, exactly. Like a geological fault line that you'll just roll into during the night.
This raises an important question about structural integrity. If the entire bed was split from top to bottom, yes, you would absolutely create a canyon. But the engineering answer lies beneath that customized foam layer.
Okay, what's underneath?
The DLX rests on an 8-inch advanced hybrid technology coil system, plus a CoreFlex base. That continuous coil system spans the entire width of the bed seamlessly. You have unified deep compression support acting as a foundation, so the bed remains completely level. You only get the individualized feel in the top contouring layers.
Oh, that's clever. And the guide points out that this hybrid coil system also isolates motion. So if your partner is tossing and turning on their firm side, the ripple effect doesn't travel through the coils to wake you up on your plush side. It preserves your side of the bed as an independent sleep sanctuary.
Exactly. You achieve surface-level independence without sacrificing structural unity. However, there is a limitation here too.
Which is,
if you are someone who craves an ultra firm, unyielding surface, the DLX might still feel too soft. Even their firm foam setting is tempered by those plush airsoft fibers quilted into the cover.
Ah, I see. The guide also notes that sleepers over 300 pounds might need a more specialized, rigid support structure than a hybrid foam setup can provide. And that brings up an interesting pivot. What if you do want an ultra-firm, unyielding surface? What if you actively hate the feeling of sinking into your mattress?
Then the DLX won't work for you. You need the Plank Firm Lux.
Okay, reading about this one, I actually laughed out loud. The Plank Firm Lux is inspired by the solid feel of traditional Japanese tatami mats. Are we literally paying luxury prices to sleep on a board?
It sounds counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It really does. Because the entire mattress industry has spent decades telling us that luxury equals sleeping on a cloud. This feels like going backward in time.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we have to look at the root causes of modern chronic pain. The cloud narrative is a marketing invention, not a physiological requirement.
Wait, really?
Oh, absolutely. For back and stomach sleepers, a plush mattress is often disastrous. When you lie on a soft surface, the heaviest part of your body, your pelvic region and midsection, sinks deeper than your head and legs. This creates a hammock effect.
Oh, I hate that feeling.
It's terrible for you. It pulls your lumbar spine out of its natural neutral alignment and forces it into an unnatural curve for 8 uninterrupted hours.
So the softness is actively warping your spine while you sleep.
Precisely. A highly rigid surface prevents that sinkage. It forces the spine to remain horizontal and neutral. The Plank Firm Lux achieves this through a flippable design.
Right. So you have options.
Yes. One side is merely firm, using a 1-inch layer of Supreme Response foam over a 1.5-inch quilted bottom. But if you flip it over to the extra firm side, there is almost no padding. You get a minimal 0.75-inch quilted top resting directly over the core.
It creates a flat, no-loft surface, meaning you don't sink in to create a mold of your body. You sleep on top of the bed. And supporting all of this is a core of 6 inches of individually encased Ascension Firm coils to provide unyielding stability. It also has an optional Glaciotex cooling cover, right?
Yes, to help with thermal regulation.
It makes sense why it's endorsed by the American Chiropractic Association. And users back it up. Reddit user UK Woods plainly stated that despite its extreme rigidity, it is an incredibly comfortable bed once your body adjusts. But there's a glaring exception here. If you are a side sleeper, this bed sounds like an absolute torture device.
Oh, it would be. A side sleeper's body weight is concentrated on a much smaller surface area, specifically the sharp points of the hips and shoulders.
It sounds painful on a board.
Extremely. If you put a side sleeper on a tatami mat style bed, those joints cannot sink into the material. The surface pushes back with equal force, creating massive pressure points, cutting off circulation, and throwing the spine out of alignment in a completely different direction.
Yikes. It's also terrible for lightweight sleepers who simply don't generate enough gravitational force to engage those firm coils. Oh, and it requires a 2-day off-gassing period when you first unbox it, so you can't sleep on it immediately. So if the plank is the ultimate solution for back pain, but a nightmare for side sleepers, where does a side sleeper go to find their custom solution?
They look for targeted pressure relief combined with advanced thermal regulation, which is exactly what the Leila hybrid mattress provides.
The side sleeper's sanctuary, like the plank. The Leila is flippable, but it focuses on a soft, plush feel on one side and a slightly firmer but still highly contouring feel on the other. But the material that stops me in my tracks here is the memory foam. It's copper-infused memory foam.
It's quite an innovation.
I have to push back here. Copper-infused. It sounds like we are wiring a house. And practically speaking, I'm putting a mattress protector over this bed, plus a fitted sheet, plus I'm wearing pajamas. Is microscopic copper dust buried inside a foam block actually going to do anything, or is this pure marketing fluff?
It's a very valid skepticism, but it relies on a slight misunderstanding of thermodynamics. You don't need direct skin contact for thermal conductivity to work.
Okay, explain that.
Traditional memory foam relies on a closed cell structure. It uses your body heat to soften and conform to your shape, but then it traps that thermal energy inside the foam, acting like an oven. Copper, however, is one of the most highly conductive materials on Earth.
Like the heat sink wrapped around a computer processor.
Exactly. Heat naturally flows toward colder areas. The copper particles infused throughout the Leila's foam create a highly conductive superhighway that actively pulls your trapped body heat away from the surface and disperses it deep into the mattress. It solves the historical flaw of memory foam while preserving the deep, body-hugging contouring that a side sleeper desperately needs to relieve pressure on their hips.
So you get the deep sink without the night sweats. And they amplify that cooling effect by placing airflow support foam underneath. It has deep geometric channels cut into it, providing actual physical pathways for that heat to vent out, all resting on an individually wrapped coil system. They even include a zip-off cover so you can easily wash it.
Very well thought out.
And the real-world feedback aligns. Reddit user Eucadaverous Bones specifically noted that it doesn't sleep overly hot, which is a massive compliment for a memory foam bed.
It is an elegant biomechanical solution. However, combining heavy gauge coils with dense copper-infused memory foam creates a very real physical drawback.
The weight.
Yes, a weight.
It is incredibly heavy. Flipping a king-size Lila hybrid to test the plush side versus the firm side is a serious physical chore. If you live alone or if you have mobility issues, maneuvering this mattress is going to be incredibly difficult. Plus, it carries a premium price tag, so budget-conscious shoppers might need to look elsewhere.
Which brings up a very practical dilemma for many listeners. What if you are listening to this and realizing you have absolutely no idea what you need?
That's a great point.
You don't want a massive price tag, you don't know if your back pain requires a firm board or a plush cloud, and you don't want a bed that requires a team of movers to flip.
Exactly. We've looked at pneumatic air chambers, split foam couples beds, ultra-rigid planks, and heavy copper heat sinks. What is the option for the listener who is on a budget and just wants maximum, easy-to-manage versatility? The Mattress Advisory Guide points us to the Sweet Night Prime mattress, the budget-friendly shapeshifter.
The Sweet Night Prime is unique within this list because its engineering is based on orientation. It is both flippable and rotatable, offering four entirely distinct firmness profiles in a single piece of foam.
So what does this all mean? I understand flipping a mattress, you sleep on the softer top layer, or you flip it over to sleep on the firmer bottom layer. But the guide says you can rotate it horizontally to change the firmness. Are you telling me that spinning a rectangle 180 degrees like a car tire somehow makes the exact same piece of foam feel softer?
The car tire analogy is actually where the confusion lies. Think of it more like the adjustable lumbar support knob inside a high-end car seat.
Okay, I'm listening.
The magic of the Sweet Night is its interior design, utilizing what they call contouring curve technology. The high-density CertiPure US foam inside isn't poured as a uniform flat slab. It is precisely cut with varying ergonomic geometric zones.
So the middle of the mattress is fundamentally different from the top or the bottom.
Precisely. The zone engineered to support your heavy lumbar spine is denser and offers more pushback than the zone engineered to cradle your lighter shoulders. When you rotate the mattress 180 degrees, you are physically shifting where those targeted support zones align with your body.
Oh, that makes sense.
You might move the firmest lumbar support higher up toward your mid-back, or drop a softer shoulder zone down to align with your hips. It fundamentally alters the biomechanical pushback of the bed without changing any of the materials.
That is brilliant engineering for a budget option.
Yeah.
You get an OkiKotex certified checkered monogram anti-slip cover so it stays put on your frame, gel-infused cooling memory foam, and you can just play around with the orientation until you hit the jackpot. Reddit user UBOvenFifth really highlighted this, appreciating how easy it was to just flip or rotate the bed to dial in the perfect firmness over a few weeks. But a jack-of-all-trades usually has some inherent limitations.
It does, because the Sweet Night relies entirely on foam and lacks the deep coil systems we saw in the DLX or the Lila. It is not ideal for very heavy sleepers who require intense structural pushback. The foam simply won't offer enough resistance.
And because it's an all-foam bed, without those individually wrapped coils to isolate movement, light sleepers sharing a bed might notice significantly more motion transfer. If your partner gets up for a glass of water at 2 a.m., you are probably going to feel a ripple travel across the foam.
That is the necessary trade-off for the extreme versatility and the lower price point. But as an entry point into understanding how your body interacts with different firmness zones, it is an excellent piece of engineering.
It really is. We have covered a tremendous amount of ground today, from blood pressure metrics and dual air chambers to copper thermodynamics and geometric foam cuts. How do we pull all of this together so the listener can actually use this information tonight?
I always fall back on the core belief that knowledge is only truly valuable when you apply it. The major takeaway from this deep dive is demystifying the terminology.
Yeah, moving past the marketing jargon.
Exactly. When you go shopping, terms like hybrid, continuous coils, contouring curve, or copper infused aren't just marketing buzzwords designed to justify a price tag. They are highly specific engineering solutions to highly specific bodily needs.
Right.
If you wake up with a lower back pain, you now know that a rigid surface like the plank isn't a torture device. It's a mechanical tool to fix final hammock effect. If you wake up sweating, you know you need a thermal conductor like copper, not just a thinner blanket. You now possess the knowledge to diagnose your specific sleep issue and seek out the exact mechanical solution.
Empowered sleeping. That is the goal. And to help you apply that knowledge right now, just a final reminder to check out the links provided in the Mattress Advisory article. That exclusive discount is waiting for you, whether you need the 50-setting precision of the Sattva, the relationship-saving split foam of the DLX, or the versatile Sweet Knight. It's the easiest way to put this deep dive into immediate action.
Investing in the mechanics of your sleep is arguably the single most important investment you can make in your waking life.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up, I want to leave you with one final thought to mull over. Today, we've explored how far we've advanced. We've moved from static, unforgiving blocks of springs to bespoke mattresses that can be pneumatically adjusted, flipped, zoned, and rotated to suit our fluctuating physical needs.
It's a huge leap forward.
It is. But look at the trajectory of this engineering. How far away are we from smart mattresses that use AI and biometric sensors to automatically change their firmness in real time? Imagine lying in a bed that detects your heart rate dropping, recognizes you are shifting from a light REM cycle into deep restorative sleep, and subtly adjusts the pressure in its own air chambers to relieve tension in your shoulders, all without you ever waking up or touching a remote control. The future of sleep isn't just adjustable. It might be entirely autonomous.
Now, that is a fascinating prospect to consider.
Something to think about tonight while you're trying to get comfortable. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive here on the Mattress Advisory Podcast. Sleep well, everyone.